Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and it's the medalist edition of Office Hours. Everyone up here has won so many different medals and different reasons why. This is one of my champions, and he's still standing strong. If you're not familiar with George St. Pierre, the GSP himself, former MMA fighter, an incredible actor, philanthropist, most importantly to me, and also we share the painful journey as serial entrepreneurs. Welcome to Office Hours, GSP.
Thank you for having me, guys. Thank you.
Well, with everything that you do, you're kind of like Kobe Bryant. It just seems that you have what it takes to be successful in anything that you do. What is that common denominator that has allowed you to have this versatile, amazing success ratio, the passion, purpose, and profitability in your life? Do you seem to have one common denominator that you know is part of who you are?
There's a cliche that everybody says, oh, if you work hard, everything is possible. But I don't know if I believe in that. I think everybody has certain predisposition. And of course, if you work on it, you're allowed to enhance your potential. But I think what made the difference in me for in my career in mixed martial art is that I was never afraid to get out of my comfort zone in order to improve, which is not given to everyone. Like a lot of people, they don't want to get out of their comfort zone. And I never miss an opportunity when it was given to me to improve, even if I was forced to get out of my comfort zone. And this, I think, what makes the difference over hard work, talent, whatever you call it, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing mindset that you need to have in all those different areas, especially as a serial entrepreneur. LaShawn, you've made that expansion from 4 or 5 gold medals, 17 world championship medals. Between us, we have so many medals, I lost count. Right. But for you, you know, you guys have a lot in common. You're champions. You are the best in the world at something. What do you have for our friend today?
Oh, GSP, welcome. And it's a pleasure to meet you from champion to champion. You know, I'm track and field, and I know all about that uncomfortable situations, and you have to find peace and love in that, but also connect in the mind to that. So I had a question. It was, how did you align your mindset, you know, with the discipline that needed to excel in MMA, and what core values kept you grounded throughout your journeys? Because for me, I ultimately realized that my core values guided my success, you know, so I'm interested in what were those things for you?
Yeah, I think I was very fortunate to have real good people around me. And I was very fortunate also to have met great mentors that taught me very well, that introduced good value in me. I think we're all born in different environment. And there's a part of ourselves that we don't choose. We're born with it. But there's also a part that we have a certain power over a certain choice that we make. And my journey led me to meet certain people that introduced me to certain value, like respect. Like my family, I'm from countryside, and my family, if I would have started to get a little bit cocky down the road, they would have put me back in place. You know, they would not be afraid to tell me, hey, you're wrong. Like they tell me the real thing. A lot of people, when they become popular and success get to them, they surround themselves by yes men, you know, people that tell them what they want to hear. And I think the fact that I was always able to stick with the same people that I start with, they were able to guide me better, because you have influence from your environment. And I was very good at keeping a very healthy environment. I stick with the same people that were there in the beginning. And I think that's what made the difference in terms of value, like respect, you know, like to respect perseverance, you know, because you're going to hit some bump down the road. It's never easy. But you're going to have to need the strength to overcome it. And nothing comes easy in life, you know, like everybody that you hear that has a successful story, sometimes you don't hear the behind the scenes, like how many times they fail, you know. I have two losses in my professional career. You know, I avenged those losses. But what people don't know is I have tons of losses in the training room, in practice, times that I was humiliated, hurt. It takes a big hit on your ego. But people don't talk about these because they only hear about the success story. But in order to have success, you have to go through that, and you need the strength to persevere, you know?
Beautiful.
And John Coyle, you know a lot about that resilience and what it takes to be a champion as well. Another great Olympic medalist and just a true inspirational figure around the world, taking a different mindset of my favorite topic, time. And nobody knows my favorite topic, time, better than you. Thank you for joining us. I would love to introduce you to Georges St-Pierre.
Hey, GSP. Great to meet you. I'm going to guess you're dopamine resistant. We can talk about that if you want to. And you also, it sounds like you had a great family surrounding you, which, you know, I think per your previous answer to Dave was, you know, a quote I heard from Jens Voigt, an Olympic cyclist, is self-belief beyond all reason. And a lot of people that have a really strong family background. But what I would love to ask you is a lot of, and this would be for LaShawn as well, a lot of peak performers have matches or races where time stops and you can actually sort of remember every movement in slow motion. Do you ever have any of the fights from your memory that you can still remember to this day perfectly?
The smile says it all.
No, it's true. It makes me think of, you know, the Rocky movies, when during the fight scene, they have there's certain extent where the time slows down and you get punched. You have time to look at the crowd. It's a little bit true in a way that I remember one of my first fight with BJ Penn. I had a bad first round. I was bloody. It was a very tough fight. I don't exactly remember when it happened in the fight, but I remember that I had my opponent, BJ Penn, against the fence. I had him with his back against the fence, and I looked through the fence, and I was in Vegas, and I saw Cindy Crawford. She was like, I remember at the time, like every man were like, oh my God, she's so hot. And I remember looking at her, and I'm in the middle of a fight, bloody, and I look at her, and I'm thinking, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Come on. So the time sort of stopped, and I got distracted for a moment. And then I remember thinking, I'm looking next to her, and I think it was her husband is looking at me, and I'm thinking, oh shit, his husband is looking at his wife. And I'm thinking, yeah, of course he does. I'm the one doing the show, and I came back into the action. But
what a great story!
when these things happen, I call it to be in the zone. For me to be in the zone, it's when you perform at your optimal level. Being in the zone, it doesn't mean to be too focused, because if you're too focused, it's like a horse that has something around and you can't see. For example, in the middle of the fight, how much time left, what my coach are saying, what his coach are saying, because I have the advantage. I speak French, but I speak English. I speak a little bit Portuguese and Spanish. I can understand. So you need to have these information, you know, when they call the shot. So if you're too focused, too zoomed in on something, you miss all the important stuff around. And if you're not focused enough, you could be distracted and get cut with something that you don't see coming. So when you're in a zone, sometimes you have the impression that time stopped.
Yes.
And when I remember, I look at the replay of my fight and I try to identify exactly when that sequence happened, I couldn't really find it.
It's too fast.
Yeah. It was too fast. But I remember, it's not a memory that I created. I know that it happened. And for me, it seems like it took a few seconds, like a sort of a pause. But when I watched the fight, it was no pause. So when you're in the zone, these things happen sometimes. Now, I'm sure in, for example, track and field, you have the same kind of feeling. I've talked to many of my friends that do track and field, Bruni Surin, and yes, they told me that they have certain moments sometimes when they have their best performance, they feel like the time stops. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing for in my sport and mixed martial arts.
Yeah, and John's a speed skater, so you can imagine losing by our nose, the size. He wishes he had noses like ours, GSP. He would have won the gold instead of the silver. But another man that understands what we speak through and what we speak to ourselves with, and he keeps telling himself what he's going to achieve in his life, and he surprises himself by the amazing imagination and self-image that he's created. Chad, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, David. Hey, so GSP, let me ask you a question. I have a podcast. I've interviewed amazing people around the world over the last 8 years, and I end with one question. I end with two questions, but I'm going to ask you the last question. I just met you. You're an amazing champion. I know all about you. But tonight, after knowing you and through this interview, I'm going to go home and I'm going to pray for you. What should I pray for?
Great question.
I think if I have a wish, I mean, to be happy, I think my health and the health of people I love is directly linked to happiness. I perform in a sport that is very dangerous. We get hit on the head for a living. We hit people. And one thing that concerns me sometimes is the concussion, the impact to the brain related condition that could sometime appear later in your life. I'm known to be a fighter that was, most of the time, I was fighting smart. I was hitting and not getting hit. But sometimes you have to go to a war, you know. I got my share of punches, and one of the things I wish is just that I stay healthy as long as I live, and those certain conditions that are linked to head trauma are not bad, you know. They don't get developed, because a lot of guys in football, MMA, boxing, they develop CTE and problem. And this is a concern, you know. Even though I got checked by the doctor told me, you never know down the road in the future if something will not develop, you know. So if I have a wish, is that I stay healthy.
It's such a great analogy. I'm saying you don't have to be an MMA fighter to realize that going through life to have success is a fight. And, you know, praying for everybody's health through that fight, I think, is paramount. So thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, we are standing strong with you, my brother. We will pray for your health and your happiness. Remember, if you're healthy, you get as many wishes in life as you want. But when we're unhealthy, we only get one wish. So we will wish for your health and happiness. We are blessed to have you to be a part of Office Hours. Please make us the promise that you will show up. We have many more shows, many more invitations, not obligations. The incredible GSP here with me, David Meltzer, on Office Hours.